upward to the ceiling. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am DJ My Mom Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. This is DJ El Rato here with DMX.
I told you that I illegally changed
now
my name.
Now we're here to DJ, give you the hottest.
DJ, if you like the way you look that much, then you should go
music.
And love yourself. So, we're back from a multiple-year hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thank God, am I right?
I know it's been some of the worst years of your life. So, all I can pretty much say is, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And we accept checks, most Venmo, Western Union if you prefer. But nothing beats that sweet, sweet cash.
Yeah, that Gucci money.
Yeah, so my box number is 9595, send it my way.
Oh, word. If you'd like to send not money, send it to Henry. But if you are looking to send money, send it to Samuel McClellan.
I don't think we're allowed to solicit money.
Actually, we're not. That
I think that's
just not
very,
allowed.
I think that's very illegal.
All right. Well,
not the only illegal thing I've done today.
What else did you do illegal?
Well, if I told you, then I'd get ret DJ El Rato'd out.
That's not a verb.
Excuse.
Oh.
Excuse it.
Okay. Well, we have a hot playlist today.
Almost as hot as Sam.
Aw, thanks.
So, like, frigid.
Okay. I'm looking at it now. It's pretty cute. It's actually all Adele's Hello.
No, there's one Justin Bieber Sorry in there.
Okay. No, I get you. So, I think we can just start it off.
Sure.
This cold Tuesday morning.
It is very brisk. It is the afternoon, and the sun is shining.
Yeah. So, let's get right into it by Mercy, by Shawn Mendes. You know, would I say it's an overrated song? Absolutely.
But you know what? I'm not a big Shawn Mendes guy. I find his voice completely annoying. Don't cut my mic. I have really important things to say right now.
No, I understand.
I saw you messing around with the soundboard, and I got very concerned.
I'm just getting ready.
Shawn Mendes, not the biggest fan of his. I really feel like his voice is whiny, that all of his songs sound the same. And Mercy, yes, it does sound the same, but at the same time, something about it just connects with me. I think it's the way he says Mercy.
Again and again.
Every time, it just gets more monotonous. It's wonderful.
It's really a metaphor for life, about how nothing matters. And therefore, everything matters.
Friedrich Nietzsche said, nothing matters, but if nothing matters, then it doesn't matter that nothing matters.
Wow. Poetry.
That
great 17th century poet.
He's not a poet.
Nietzsche. with that in mind, we bring you to the indie pop
of Shawn Mendes' Mercy featuring Friedrich Nietzsche. You heard me.
You've got a hold of me. Don't even know your power. I stand 100 feet, but I fall when I'm around you. Show me an open door, then you go and slam it on me. I can't take any more. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you don't mean to hurt. Just to be near you, baby. Heart open, testify. Tell me that I'm not crazy. I'm not asking for a lot. Just that you're honest with me. And my pride is all I got. I'm
saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you don't mean to hurt me. You keep tearing me apart. Would you please have mercy on me? I'm a puppet on your string, and even though you got good intentions, I need you to set me free. Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy.
Welcome back. That was I Don't Want to Live Forever by Zane and Taylor Swift. Jesus Christ, my mic is high.
Whoa, do not use the Lord's name in vain.
Okay, sorry.
Thanks, fam.
Sorry, God.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's from the 50 Shades Darker soundtrack.
Which is out in theaters.
Is it actually out in theaters?
I have no idea. I watched it the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you, like, watch the movie? What's the plot of that movie?
I wasn't really watching the movie much.
What were you doing instead?
I was watching the movie, I just wasn't paying attention to the plot.
What were you paying attention to, Henry? I'm not familiar with this this film.
I mean, I don't know what to say besides, like, it just wasn't super intriguing. Like, the storyline.
Really? That's a surprise. Something called 50 Shades Darker, like... That sounds either like a...
No, it was 50 Shades Darker, like so the screen movie. Was black the entire time. I couldn't see anything.
Really? And did it just get more and more black?
Yeah, but the soundtrack was, like, really nice, though. It, like, gave me a full-body experience.
Really?
Yeah.
And is this the only song in the soundtrack? Let me actually look that up right now. 50 Shades Darker. Album. Not afraid anymore. Halsey, Tovlo.
Oh, I like her. She's very addicted to drugs.
John Legend, Nick Jonas, Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
Sia,
I love them both.
Kygo, Andrew Jackson.
Andrew,
that's not a joke. There's somebody named Andrew Jackson, presumably the Andrew Jackson.
I mean, that's all we can presume.
That's what it has to be. All right, this looks like a stacked soundtrack.
You want to go see 50 Shades Darker with me, Sam?
Right now?
Sure.
Okay, all right. See you later, listeners. We're going to go watch 50 Shades Darker together.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Sounds like a gritty action movie to me.
It does. It sounds good.
Good.
Oh, God damn it! I got something in my eye.
What do you get in your eye?
Something, I don't know. It's like... What?
Why would you do that? Kid does this all the time. He's like, oh, I accidentally like cut off my leg or something stupid like that. And then he whines about it.
You know, it was honestly an error on my end. I'm not going to deny it. Should I have been playing around with the chainsaw? No. Did I do it? Yes.
Exactly.
Do I miss my leg? Somewhat. Was the story worth it? Absolutely.
I mean, that's if you're willing to make that sacrifice. It's a noble sacrifice.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Nice. All right, play some music. I'm tired of talking.
All right.
Tired of listening, for sure.
Oh, so true. Kamikaze by Mo? I'm not sure I'm familiar with this song.
No, it's M-O with a line through it.
M, so M-not? What's the O with a lot? O with line through.
I think that signifies a zero instead of an O.
Name.
Oh, I think it signifies a zero instead of an O.
Is a vowel used in the Danish language, in the Danish-Norwegian Faroese and Southern Sami languages, mostly used as a representation of mid-front rounded vowels, such as O and OE, except for the Southern Sami when it's used as a diphthong.
Can you stop speaking?
Let it go. Come on and I'm already now. We gotta go deep up and riot. If we wanna fly free, club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in
baby.
Love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
And I forgot to turn my mic on. It was really sweet.
Oh yeah. It's a nice little, you know, bonding experience.
Yeah, good bonding experience.
Yeah.
Just douche.
Yeah, you know, happens.
Anyway, Sam, today's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much I love and care for you.
Yeah, and I know what your Valentine's
sometimes
me.
In ways you don't even know about.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so we got a couple PSAs for you today.
Uh-huh.
The first one is called Make a Plan.
Okay. Is this related to Valentine's Day, or it's...
It's a gift. Okay. Of sorts.
So it's my Valentine.
Yes. Can I PSA
okay.
now?
You may PSA.
Would your business survive a disaster? That wasn't rhetorical, Sam. Would your business survive a disaster?
My rhetorical business?
Yes.
I'd say it would.
Would it bounce back nicely?
I think so.
Would you have a good plan B?
I'd say so.
All right, nice. So you get knocked down, and then you get the plan B.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Continuing.
Okay.
Nearly 2/3 of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. So you're actually in the minority, as really? Usual. Yeah.
Wow, that's quite the realization.
And 40% of those businesses that experience a disaster, 40%, they never recover.
40%.
So you're an econ major, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds multiplied by 40%. What percent of the total populace is that?
Two-thirds times 40%?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking about two-thirds?
Where did that number? 'Cause two-thirds of businesses get, like, disasters.
Ah, so 40% of two-thirds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you have to do math here.
Yeah, that's your job.
And that's the problem.
We have them, like, under
the desk. All right, two-thirds, 40%, 8/30, 4/15, which is approximately, what, like 30-something percent?
So 30-something percent of all businesses never recover. Ever. They experience a disaster and they're gone. It's terrible. So you must make an emergency plan B now.
I was wrong. It was 0.266.
Oh, only 27%. Okay, never mind, guys. Not really a big deal anymore.
We're fine.
We're totally fine with our businesses now. Our jobs are coming back. Business is booming.
Wow. You know, and just based off of simple math miscalculation. Who knew that fixing the economy would be so easy?
It's just mail.
Yeah, dude. That's all it is.
This is normally supposed to be a 30-second PSA. This is getting ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Well, we're elaborating, you know.
True. You're welcome, Federal Listener. Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
I feel like they owe us.
They do. Like, money.
Yeah. Like, a lot of money.
Okay. Let me finish. Yeah. Okay. We're good. That was good.
We're done?
Yeah. Finished.
Okay. Is that the only PSA we have today?
I can do another one.
Yeah, do another one.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's inappropriate.
Oh, true. I forgot that we had inappropriate PSAs here from the Ad Council.
There's like all this stuff about like saving the children, like saving kids from that.
Oh,
and
no.
I just can't stop but laugh, so I can't read it. It's terrible. I feel like I've done all these. Oh, this is a good one. This is from 2011. So that's only 25 years ago. So it's still kind of relevant today. So I'm going to read it for you guys.
Okay.
This is called Jump In. If you see anyone in danger of starting a wildfire, jump in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. This is a public service message brought to you by Smokey Beer, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Please learn more at smokeybeer.com because only you can prevent wildfires. Now, Jump In is also the name of a hit movie with mm-hmm. Corbin Bleu as the main actor.
Oh, wow.
So my question to you is, what would Corbin Bleu do in this situation? Do you think he would jump in?
For a forest fire?
Yeah, what?
I mean,
my only fear is that it'll get caught in his hair because it's so poofy.
Oh, true.
Yeah, that's. Maybe I don't want him to jump in. He'll spread it worse.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't jump in at all.
I like jumping into wildfires.
Really?
Yeah, it's like an element of danger.
I feel that.
I trust Corbin Bleu. If there's one person on this earth to sacrifice, I'm okay with it being Corbin Bleu.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, he's a talent.
What?
Yeah, he has talent.
He has talents?
Talent.
Are you sure?
That was a joke, Henry.
Oh, good.
Are you familiar with his work?
Push It to the Limit, because we're in it to win it. Oh, yeah.
Good.
I am.
Just making sure. Making sure this wasn't just a gag.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
You want to jump back into the music?
Yeah, we have an exciting guest appearance by the Chainsmokers on our playlist.
That's true. They're actually here in studio with us.
That's not true.
That is not true. But they can't see that, so we're allowed to do that.
And you know, maybe we do have a Chainsmoker in the studio.
It's not me.
Not me. So we don't have a Chainsmoker in the studio. All right, well, that was
We're talking way too long. We're like halfway done with the radio show and we still have many songs left.
That's true. Let's get back into it. You know, Paris by the Chainsmokers.
Mm-hmm. We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out. Out on a terrace, I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself? Well, I'm wasted with someone else. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything, let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents. You look so proud, standing there with a frown and a cigarette, posting pictures of yourself on the internet, out on the terrace. We breathe in the air of this small town on our own, cutting glass with the thrill of it, getting drunk on the past we were living in. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything, let's show them we are better.
Let's show them we are, show them.
They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything, let's show them we are better. We were staying in Paris. We were staying in Paris.
Natural, natural. 'Cause that's one thing that I
That was Angel by Akon. Perhaps you've heard of him.
No.
You okay, Henry?
I'm sleepy.
Why are you sleepy?
Because I didn't sleep much last night.
Why didn't you sleep much last
today
night?
Today we had to study.
You were studying?
Yeah, and I had to wake up early for my class.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Aww. Well, do you know what I think will energize you?
What?
Some nice indie pop.
Did you say indie pop?
Yeah, I did.
I love indie pop.
Aww.
Like Adele's Hello?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
That's actually the next song that's up.
Really? Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a remix, so it might not sound
featuring Pitbull?
Featuring Pitbull.
Of course.
Actually, they edited out Pitbull in this one.
What?
Yeah, because usually there's Pitbull, but they edit out Pitbull because
of the remix. Why would they do that?
I don't know. They added another singer, though. I'll leave it to surprise.
All right, hold on. They took Pitbull out.
Mm-hmm. Of his signature song. Of his title song.
Why would they do that? That's like taking Jesus out of the Bible.
Some people, Democrats want to do that.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Just how it happens.
Can you play the indie pop for me, please?
I'll play the indie pop for you.
Thank you.
And hopefully this will leave you and our listeners.
Leave us what?
A leave.
Oh, I thought you said it will leave. I thought...
Oh, it will just leave.
You just said a leave. That's the name of a medicine.
It will alleviate.
That's much better. That's an actual word.
All right. Well, I was using a leave.
Can you Advil me? Can you Advil me this song?
I'll quick Advil you this song.
Maybe Tylenol it.
Oh, sick.
Excedrin migraine.
Yeah, just...
I take a lot of pills.
It's just some quick codeine, this guy.
Whoa. Now we're talking.
It's prescription. What am I going to say? And all right, here we are. Adele's Hello remix
without Pitbull.
Yes.
Let's play. tú y yo algo pendiente. Tú me debes algo y lo sabes. Conmigo ella se pierde. No le rinde cuentas a nadie. Suma de mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Suma de mambo pa' que mi gata prenda los motores. Que se prepare, que lo que viene es pa' que le dé duro. Mamita, yo sé que tú no te me vas a quitar. Duro. Lo que me gusta es que tú te dejas llevar. Duro. Todos los weekendes ella sale a vacilar. Duro. Mi gata no puede janguear porque ella le gusta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Como le encanta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Como le encanta la gasolina.
Dame más gasolina.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is DJ. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
And my name is DJ Elrado.
It's like a Freaky Friday type thing.
Yeah, because
role play. I mean, role reversal.
Yeah,
but like also the first one as well.
Yeah, I'm Henry, and I'm bad.
I'm Sam, and I'm very naughty.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was good.
We should do that in the future.
Yeah, this is actually improv right here.
This entire show is improv.
Yeah, we're starting our new improv troupe.
It's not a troupe. We're just idiots that say whatever comes to our minds.
So a troupe.
All right.
Yeah.
Like T-R-O-O-P, like... Or T-R-O-U-P-E, because... That sounds like toupee. It looks like it.
The one that's the toupee one.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah, because like we're doing improv and, you know, taking names.
Are we?
No.
We should get an interest list. Take some names.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure we could fit everyone who's interested on that list. It's going to be like everyone.
Or a really small sheet of paper.
Or just like a small sliver of paper. That's the goal. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. I was like nodding for a bit and I'm like, wait, you can't see me nod.
Exactly.
They can. The eye in the sky. Big brother over there.
Oh, yeah, the camera?
Yeah. They're spying on me.
I mean, someone is spying on us. They
I don't
can't
like
go
it.
Through this.
I don't like it.
There is a video camera in the studio to those who have not been in the studio.
No, I know. Sometimes I do very like weird things in front of the camera to freak them out. Like hold up like threatening signs. Bring weapons, like
what?
to threaten the camera people. So that
I don't think I've ever seen you do that.
Yeah, it's when you're not around. You know how like Robo DJ comes on afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm Robo DJ.
What?
I dress up in a Daft Punk costume and just wreak havoc.
Wow.
This is a new soundboard.
Really? Because you destroyed it. Do you get? Is there a new?
No, the old one malfunctioned.
Oh, okay. You wreaked havoc, but. Totally irrelevant to the new soundboard.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I would never do something so barbaric as to destroy radio equipment. I mean, that's just not necessary.
Wow. Well, nice to meet you, Robo DJ.
Thank you, sir.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, but that chair is new.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That chair is very clearly not new.
No, it's very, very
These new. Chairs are new, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, there's a reason for that.
Not going to get into that.
I'd rather you didn't, so thank you.
All right.
Ready to close this out?
Yep. We're getting towards the end. So would you like to introduce the next song, Henry?
Yes. The next song is called Fantastic Despair by Bastille.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Watching through my fingers, watching through my fingers,
shuts my eyes and count to ten. It goes in one ear out the other, one ear out the other, burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing.
missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs.
Watching through our fingers, watching through our fingers.
In my thoughts you're far away, and you are whistling a melody, whistling a melody, crystallizing clear as day. Oh, I can picture you so easily, picture you so easily. What's gonna be left of the in it, what's gonna be left of the world? Oh,
every minute and every hour I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
Watching through my fingers, watching through my fingers.
Caught off guard by your favorite song, I've been dancing at a funeral, dancing at a funeral, sleeping in the clothes you love. It's such a shame we have to see them, but shame we have to see them, but what's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh,
every minute and every hour I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
Can we be a party animal? I had to learn to live in the jungle. Now stop worrying and go and get dressed.
You might have to excuse me, I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me, I've lost control of all of my words. So get drunk, call me a fool, put me in my place, put me in my place.
Something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants.
Drive you
something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she lost.
We're only getting older, baby.
What?
And we're back.
What music do you not like? I do this for you.
No, of One Direction's discography, not of this playlist. Yeah. So,
you promise?
Yes.
Because I'm not sure if I could love you anymore if you didn't like the music I selected.
No, I enjoyed the music.
Okay, I'm glad.
Dude, do you want to spy on Teddy's playlists?
Yeah, a little bit, honestly.
Dude, let's judge it. All right, which week do we want?
Last week.
All right, week 15.
Yeah.
All right, Last Night by The Strokes, Swim Good, Frank Ocean, Cha-Ching by Chairlift Drum and Jimmy Tense, Put a Spell on You by Annie Lennox.
That's lame.
Rhode Island, The Front
Whoever
Buttons.
Wants to.
Jeremy.
Oh, I like Jeremy.
Go Robot, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Paris, The Chainsmokers, Do the Panic from Phantom Planet, and Is My Love Enough by White
Lies. I feel
like
two or three of those songs are pretty good, and the rest are just terrible, like her. So,
ooh, got him. Got him. Week 14.
Ooh, bleh. Kill him.
I know, what, two of these songs?
I mean, three? To be fair, our entire playlist today was Del's Hello.
I mean, yeah, but at least I know all those songs.
That's a good point.
Know what I'm saying?
That's a great point. Best point you've made all day.
Thank you.
You're a big point guy. I like it.
Yeah, she's quite the odd variety.
She's quite an odd ball.
Yeah. I mean, we have...
best taste in music.
We have a unified playlist of indie pop. And, you know, not everyone can be as artful as we.
I agree. So instead of shunning others for it, let's just be proud of the gifts that we have.
Yes. I think today's lessons... The running theme of today was... Be thankful for what you have this Valentine's Day.
That's why it's called Thanksgiving.
You are listening to WJRH.
And as a final word, to quote Lil Wayne, you hate to see us go, but you love to watch us leave.
Aww.
Have a good afternoon, everybody.